John in San Diego, you're next on the EIB Network. Hello.
Since the Heavy on the Line rush, have you seen the video of the Bohemian Grove ceremony that Alex Jones produced that's on Google Video?
No, been invited to Bohemian Grove, but I've never been there. And I've not seen the video.
Do you know about the activities within the Grove? Can you talk about that?
No, because I've never been there. All I know is that it's a bunch of elitists and power brokers who conduct secret meetings to take over the world, and they run around nude. It's all men, no women are allowed, and they run around, and you can find them going to the bathroom on the side of trees and so forth, and they have people come out and make speeches to them and all that. And I know it was started by members of the San Francisco Symphony way, way, way back, who were shunned from San Francisco society, so they formed their own little club there up in Northern California. Where do you find these people? Have you ever heard of the Bohemian Grove? Oh, you haven't? He believes the Bohemian Grove is the CFR in the woods. The Bohemian Grove was started by members of the San Francisco Symphony or some orchestra way, way back, many, many, many years ago, shunned by San Francisco society. They have camps. It goes on for 3 or 4 weeks up in the Russian River area of Northern California. And there are members from all over the world, and they can take guests. There are people that come out and speak to them. It's rustic living. It's great food. It's great cooking. But people believe that it is nothing more than a secret meeting of world conspiracists who are out to take over the world's money supply and all these other things. I've been asked to speak at the Bohemian Grove, and I'll guarantee you this. Who hung up? Who was this guy's name? John? Is that what John in San Diego. John, I guarantee you, if the Bohemian Grove is what you think it is, I would never have been invited there as many times, nor would I have been invited to go out and make... Some of my best golf buddies are members of the place, and they go out there and do it. It's just a social thing. It's just a pure social thing, and they do bring in entertainment and speakers. And it's rustic living out in the Russian River. And everybody has these fearful conspiracies and theories about it. One of the myths that always goes around about the Bohemian Grove is that if you do go, since it's all men, you can walk around nude if you want. You don't have to get dressed or any of that. You might even see George Shultz relieving himself on the side of a tree. So one night, some years ago, I was invited to a dinner in Washington of the American Spectator, Bob Tyrrell's fantastic, fabulous magazine and website. I was seated next to the former Treasury Secretary, the late, great William Simon. And he said, you gotta get out to the Grove. And I said, I thought he had a sense of humor. I said, I'd love to get out there because I would love to see George Shultz, relieving himself on the side of a tree. And he looked, who told you that? Why? That would never, I can't believe it. I'm shrinking in my seat because I thought he'd understand the humor because I thought this was something everybody. And he was profoundly offended that that's what the reputation of Grove was. And I'm talking about George Shultz, the former Secretary of State. Look, I'm probably ruining any chance I'll ever have of being invited back, but I'm just telling you these are the popular myths about it when it's actually harmless. It's just 3 or 4 weeks in the summer where people go out and have a good time. When they're tired of playing golf, they go to Grove.